You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Free Formed Radio. Ooh, this is very funky. Oh my god, I wasn't expecting such luxury. Okay, now let's see what this sounds like. Okay, I'm actually testing out music live on the air with you. It's fun. Oh my god, this is so much fun. That other one we could totally meditate to, you know. Oh my god, this is so exciting. Oh, it's just getting me going. Oh my god, yes. Woo! This is dope. Oh my god, this is so dope. What? Get out of here. So we're doing a live listening. Isn't this fun? I love listening to things I've never heard before live on the air and test. Like, it's just such a... Can we just step into that? Hello. Hi. Can we please just step into how amazing it is to just hear music we've never heard before live on the air and to experience that with each other? Like, this... I love classical. I love it. And this is just blowing my mind. This is like... I'm having, like... I'm gonna like throw up because it's so like in my feels. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna throw up. I mean, I'm saying it's so good that I'm gonna like vomit, you know? Have you ever heard something so good you're gonna vomit? Yeah, exactly. Different sounds give you different emotions. Like sometimes like Electric Light Orchestra, I can't listen to a lot of their stuff because it's so good. Sometimes I can't listen. Like, I've never really come across music or a band that I couldn't really continue to listen to the whole thing because it's so emotional. There's so much emotions that run through that. And, like, this right now, it's giving me that same feeling right now. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm tuned in, tapped on, turned on. I don't know if it's spirits channeling for me, but everything's really good right now. This is how we do it on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Anyways, if you're just joining me, if you're just joining this craziness, good craziness. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio, and I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. This actually turned out to be an amazing kick-ass show. At first, I was freaking out because nothing was working. Now everything is working. Everything is working, baby. Oh my goodness, everything's working. So this is so cool. This is how excited I am. Like this, I love this. This sounds so dope. Oh my god. Whoever put this in the Rivendell. God, I love you. If you're listening to me right now, oh my god, like my vibration is just so high. It's so high right now. It's high in the sky. Hold on, let's just listen to it for a minute. So good. Sorry, I had to take a moment so we could just listen to that. So are you guys ready for another drumming session? Like that first one, it really healed. So like, I'm really starting to understand that. I mean, I already knew shamanic drumming is healing, but like, I really need to get into it more and I really need to make this a service because every time I do it, I just feel so much better. Oh my God. I'm just feeling everything right now. It's like past life stuff. Like, I don't know, like, you know, but if you see anything in your vision, remember to write it down. It's sacred and that's for you. I share some of what I see. I don't mind. I always see Native Americans. They're my ancestry, my lineage. I always see it. I know it's my past life. It's so beautiful. I feel so close to the Native American energy. It's just, it's crazy. Like, it's beautiful. So they're almost every time I do a journey, they're there. Mark Twain, he's there just like very frequently, like the Native Americans are. He's there a lot. He was in this just this last one. So Mark Twain is always in my shamanic journeying. Actually, he was the first person that I did a live reading for, crossed over. There was someone on the street, you know, doing a walking radio show, and I did a live reading for him, and I was like, I think Mark Twain's here for you, and, you know, which was beautiful. So that was the first time, and ever since then, I do a shamanic journey, so I must have, there must be a connection in a past life, and it's very possible it's Native American, because Native, during that time that Mark Twain was alive, it's very possible I was Native American, and I knew Mark Twain, but I always see the Native American and Mark Twain, I always see them together, and it's beautiful. So, you know, again, remember to write down things that you see, right? You can write the feet. If you don't see anything, write the feeling. Feeling is beautiful. So, yes. So let's get into it. I think, you know, I just found this beautiful music, and thank you. Rivendell. Oh, WMFO station, WMFO. Computer, you're amazing. I love you. I love you so much. Oh my God. I love being here. I love it. I'm so happy I came. For the record, I am so happy that I showed up tonight. You see? I am so happy that I showed up tonight. I'm so happy. Let's do this. Are you ready to boogie? I don't know. This is going to be very interesting because I do not know how this song goes. I just found it, and this is what it's all about. It's all about this. It's all about the bass, about the bass, about the bass. Okay. So y'all can hear this, but okay. Here we go. Ooh, it's about to get spicy. It's about to get spicy. Let's see where my drum resides. It is 7:08. Let the roots come all the way down from the center, core of the earth, and tie tight, beautiful angel, beautiful soul right here, all of you listening. It is time. It is time for your magic to open and be expressed right now. What a beautiful time to be alive. Charlie Chaplin's birthday. What a beautiful, beautiful existence we are living in. It's my birthday week. Happy solar return to me, and we are, and happy birthday to anyone else out there. We are connecting to the highest plane possible. We're connecting to this beauty that's going on with the Fool. Oh, the Aries, you are so playful, you are so honest, you are so joyful, you are a joy to be around. Every day is an adventure with you, and we're going to bring in this energy. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. Breathe it in. And breathe it out. Woo. Feels so good to have spirit here, and it feels so good to have angels here, right here beside you. here guiding you. Hello, Mike Love. Hello, Dennis Wilson, Carl Wilson, Brian Wilson. Hello, Al Jardine. Hello, Beach Boys. Thank you for blessing us with your music today on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We just give thanks. We give great thanks for the universe, our bodies, our soul, our mind, our hands to create, our feet to walk, our mouth to communicate, our eyes to see, our nose to smell, our tongues to taste. Everything is just so abundant right here. Feel into this beautiful vibration, Infinite Spirit. Feel into this vibration. Feel into this magic and feel into the love of the Infinite Spirit lifting you up higher. You see, right now in this moment, this is the spectacular moment to receive. Receive everything that you need in this time during chaos. We're going to embrace the chaos. We're going to embrace disorder. We're going to embrace uncertainty right now, because we go to our highest form and our purest form through chaos. We are in our purest form through chaos. We are organic. We are in our organic space, and this is the best place to create. What a beautiful, beautiful love and beautiful messages from Spirit, and I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that you took the control away from me. I'm so grateful for the outside world to be out of control and for me to be here and be present. I am so grateful for the now. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Healing, cleansing, and clearing right now. Oh my goodness, I'm just feeling the love and feeling the joy and just embracing this now and the spectacular love that is here. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. If you are just joining us here, and thank you for joining us on our meditation and so much goodness. We're embracing chaos. That's what we're doing. We're embracing all the chaos. We're embracing the love that Spirit has for us and really taking in today and taking in the sunshine, taking in this weather, taking in the beauty of being able to just feel and being able to have emotion and be able to feel that and to have these first world problems to figure out and be of the light. We are always of the light. So magnificent. I feel like I'm outside of my body experiencing this. It's a very surreal energy that's happening right now here. And I'm so glad. I'm learning so much right now. I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning so much about spirit. I'm learning so much about being an audio engineer all in one. This is just so beautiful. This moment. We can, you know, these are these moments we have and we can never get them back. These moments will never be like any other moment. So it's so important to always just embrace it. Embrace the present as much as we can. Oh, goodness. So, it feels so good. Just feels so good to be alive. Ooh. I'm just like here in awe. Just, I'm like in the audience. I'm a listener right now. I'm in awe of everything that's going on here. It's beautiful. All right. So we're going to take a quick music break. And of course, and I'm happy because it's all Beach Boys and Dennis and Carl Wilson. Thank you for your energy and thank you for your love. Ah, thank you for all of this, Spirit. Life is good. Life is very good.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages. Rock, rock. You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey. WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Through the night rain. just like she's still there.
Hello, we are back. This is 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I hope you're enjoying this Beach Boy Hour. It's always a backup. You're always here to catch me when I fall, Beach Boys. Brian, Carl, Dennis, all of you are amazing, and I love you. I'm loving this. This has turned out to be an amazing show. It went from a disaster to amazing, and this is why it's important to keep your calm. Okay. Very important to always keep your calm, composure, and acceptance when things are not going your way, because you allow what wants to, what should be, and what you've asked for to be there. So many lessons happening, so many great magical things going on in the studio. It's never negative. It's never bad. It's just when things just don't go your way and equipment doesn't work, you have to just, okay, what can I work with? What do I have? What am I grateful for already? And the fact that we have this beautiful playlist from WMFO and my mic working, that's all we need. And I have a drum. That's all we need. I'm so grateful right now. And I feel so healed. So please stay tuned for 7:45, the message from Spirit that's coming in. And we have all sorts of surprises. That's right. I'm glad we got to play this. Like, Beach Boys, they lift my spirit. And I'm just like, oh my God, I've been awed that this was supposed to happen. You know, I did not know that I was going to have a Beach Boy Day. I didn't know that that was happening, but it happened, and it was impromptu, and it was completely spontaneous, and I'm completely grateful. Absolutely, completely blown away by it, mate. I'm feeling really good. You see, that's what you have to do with the retrograde. You got to, like, you know, if life gives you, you know, potatoes, you know, make potato salad. You know, there you go. Life gives you lemons, make lemonade. There you go. You see, this is just, it's the same concept. It is the same kind of concept that goes on with this. So it's allowing. You see what happens? You're in a better mood when you let something else take over. And this is what we did today. We let the universe take over. We let the angels take over. We just let the magnificent presence. And we're just going to step away from everything that doesn't serve us. I feel good and I feel loved. I love you. Mwah. My heart is open wide. Anyways, here we go. Bop, 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 bop. You are so beautiful. I love you. I love you to the moon and back, yeah. I love you to the moon and back, yeah. Cray, cray. Anyways, let's continue with some more Beach Boys. Stay tuned. 7:40-ish, 7:45, we're going to have the angel messages right here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free-formed radio. I love you so much, Carl and Dennis Wilson. I know your spirit's right here. How beautiful.
You need a cool head and a warm heart to get you through your day without coming apart. You need a cool head and a warm heart, and that's how every day should start. Hey there, my friend, now don't you get stressed out,
get stressed
especially
out
about things you can't do nothing about. The nature of life is to be always changing, and what you need rearranging is a cool head and a warm heart to get you through the day without coming apart. You need a cool head and a warm heart, and that's how every day should start. All kind of situations come to pass, but a cool head will always show a lot of class. You through your day without coming apart. You need a
Hello. 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 This is 91.5 FM WMFM at Vitebsk Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. We will get into our live angel reading. Hello. 7:45 right on the dot. This has been a spectacular Paranormal Playground Sounds, I would say. This is probably the most improvised I think I've ever done a show. I was literally 2 seconds away from getting, like, putting the ribbon down and being like, peace, I'm done. I can't take it anymore. Everything's malfunctioning. I'm done. Too many things malfunctioning. Today was the last straw. I was super close to calling it quits, but I did not call it quits because I knew there was something higher. There was something that wanted to be said. There was something that needed to be heard. There was just beauty awaiting, for beauty was in the ashes. So I feel like, you know, this, it's definitely going to be a self. There were so many messages. There was a lot of emphasis on how Beach Boy music wanted to be played. So that was definitely Carlin Wilson doing the Lord's work. But let's go deeper into what the message spirit has for us before we, you know, actually sign off. Ooh, this is a good one. Sorry, I need it word by word. Whatever spirit is telling me, whatever spirit is saying. Okay. So this is very interesting. This is actually a message about being abundant, being affluent, being luxurious, and understanding more to it than just energy and what meets the eye. It has to do with your ability to be able to be in these moments of chaos. Chaos, acceptance in chaos is a strong connection and a strong correlation with that equation. Chaos and acceptance equaling money, equaling abundance, equaling wealth, equaling good health. Why? Well, when you put yourself in a calm state and everything's out of control and you're choosing peace instead of you're choosing anxiety, your vibration, your energy, your frequency not only raises, not only gets to a alpha state of relaxation, it creates a circumstance and a situation that literally manifests in an instant. Something that serves you, that you did not think of before. Something that serves you that you wouldn't have never been open to before. How does this happen? You can only allow this to happen when the ego dies. You see that? You see how this works? What spirit is telling us and dialing in? We can only truly let in abundance, money flow, cash flow, expansion, when we truly let that ego die. And I can say with all honesty, that's what happened with me today. I allowed the ego to say goodbye. The resistance was hard at first. So used to having everything the way I need it. I'm not, you know, I'm telling you, things don't really malfunction for me. I'm not used to it. So where my ego, guess what was happening to my ego? This doesn't happen to me. I mean, spirit always takes care of me. You know, this kind of stuff never happens. Never say never. And when my ego is trying to hold on to that, my ego is trying to make sense. And when that happened, that's when the frustration arose. When the ego tries to hang on, that's when the frustration, the fear, anxiety arises. And instead of just instantly letting go and creating a calm state, the ego is trying to hold on. So because of the kind of show this is and because of this kind of space we're in, I had an opportunity to say, wait a minute, I remember where I am. I remember what I'm doing. We still have things that are here for us that work. Let's see what spirit wants us to say. I legit got angry at spirit for like 2 seconds because I was like, they're probably laughing at me right now. And they were. And I'm glad they were, because they're laughing because they were foreseeing how happy I was going to be with the show. So that's what you have to understand. We're asking for something better. When you're asking for something better, when you're asking for wishes, when you're in that piggy bank of the universe and you're asking and you're cashing it in, you're cashing in your energy to receive what you want, understand that something better might be in store for you. So I definitely needed the healing. I mean, this week was crazy. So I actually needed a healing. I was supposed to be doing healing and giving to other people and working as that. But I'm realizing right now that I need that. And it's okay. As the healer needs healing, and to be able to allow yourself to do that. So this message is to everyone out there who's this week is feeling like, you know, I really need to give to myself. This is your cue. This is your message to give to yourself this week, because you cannot continuously help people if you're not well. If your cup isn't full, you need to fill your cup. And that's what I was realizing that I wasn't doing. I haven't been filling my cup recently. I haven't been filling it lately. So guess what happens? Things break down. Spirit stops you. Things don't go as according to plan. And that's where your abundance lies, is within yourself healing and your self-love. And with that, you can give endlessly to people. But we can't really give much if we're in a constant state of giving, 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 giving. We have to take some time to receive. And today was my time to receive. And I hope whoever was listening and tuned in, this was your time to receive too. And whatever it is that you needed to hear, and whatever it is that you needed to understand, there are times where you just got to let go. You have got to just say, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. And I accept the new of something better that is coming in. So that is actually, that's the message. And I'm so grateful to have Dennis and Carl Wilson come on here. And I could feel the energy so strong. I could feel them. And to back us up with this music, back us up. Because Beach Boys is so, it's healing. That was my first understanding of what it meant to be healed, was the Beach Boys. To understand what it meant to feel loved, to feel taken care of, to feel like everything was going to be okay, was hearing the Beach Boys. And I am just over the moon grateful for them, for the positivity and love they put into the music. And it is positive. It's very positive. It's very, very fun in the sun. And even when Brian is being emo and the Pet Sounds he still manages to bring light. It doesn't matter how sad he was. He still brought light to people. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I wanted to communicate this to whoever's listening and whoever listens to Beach Boys. And every time I take somebody to a Beach Boy concert, it's a tradition that every time I go to the Beach Boys, I take someone new. And every time, everybody has a good time. Even if they weren't a Beach Boys fan, they turn into a Beach Boys fan after I take them to either Brian Wilson or the Beach Boys. So it says a lot about their music. Anyways, please take care of yourself today. The times are crazy right now. The energy's crazy, but it's good. We need it. And if you're having a crazy time, it means you've been chosen. You've been chosen and you accepted the challenge to change, to grow, to be strong. So I love you more than a million lifetimes, more than a million stars in the sky. Thank you everyone for joining in. This has been a phenomenal show as always. It's hard to have a bad show. It is. When over here at WMFO and the Paranormal Playground Sounds. So all is well, all is good. So I'm going to leave you with some more Brian Wilson. Here is Brian Wilson Wonderful off the Smile album. I love this song so much. Mwah. Stay tuned for Rising with Skybar. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium.
She laughs and stays in the one wonderful. She knew how to gather the forest when God reached softly and moved her body. One golden locket, quite young and loving her mother and father. Farther down the path was a mystery. Through the recess, the chalk and numbers, a boy bumped into the one wonderful one. All fall down.
Shantytown, a chanty in Waikiki, and juxtapose a man with a